In response to the JFAS question, which also links to something that Gautam just said, I mean, broadly speaking, I agree with what Gary Marker said about JFAS. JFAS's attack, which basically he never changed, JFAS's attack on AI came from two sources. One was the undoubted weaknesses of early GoFi, very early GoFi, which those people themselves recognized and were working on and admitted and so on. So one was that, and as I said earlier, one of the reasons why people got so interested and excited in connectionism later on was that it was able to do things which GoFi couldn't do, including many of the things which Dreyfus had correctly said that GoFi couldn't do. So partly it came out of a very early weakness in the technology, right? But partly, and I would say even more so, it came from his particular beliefs in the, about the philosophy of mind, which I can't go into now, but they are fundamentally different from any scientist who is a belief in the independent reality of a world out there which has properties that don't depend on human beings and which we're trying to find out about in science. He absolutely does not believe it even makes sense to suggest that such a thing exists. And actually there are some very, well, quite recent, again, technically, if you like, technical theoretical advances in cognitive psychology and neuroscience, which are coming into AI, so in the edges of AI, the so-called predictive processing view, which not only can do interesting things, which can't be so easily achieved in other ways, but arguably address some of the philosophical issues which Dreyfus was bothered about. So that's Dreyfus. Now, how does that connect with artificial consciousness that Gautam was talking about? Well, what I would say is that consciousness is something we absolutely don't understand at the philosophical level. And whichever side of this huge gap that there is in the philosophy of mind between this way of seeing the world, realism, and this way of seeing the world, constructivism, neither of those sides claims yet to understand consciousness, although I think there has been a little bit of advance on the realist side. But the point is, if you don't understand a concept at the philosophical level, you've no hope of understanding it at the scientific level. Or to put it another way, this is not just a scientific problem. And similarly, all the stuff we've been talking about, laws, I mean, it includes all sorts of concepts like morality, autonomy, and so forth, which are not purely scientific concepts. You've got to understand them at the philosophical level. Now, so the notion that this is that these are purely scientific questions is wrong. But one of the reasons why I think that Dreyfus was wrong was, A, he was ignorant and remained ignorant about AI, but B, I think his philosophy was wrong, but I can't prove it. There's no knockdown argument on either side.